Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Restore Australia Radio Show with your host, Mike Holt. Oh, yes. Hello, world. It's good to talk to you again. And as usual, we're on the air every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. I was hoping to get our good friend Kim Booger on the show this morning, but unfortunately, she got called away to work, such as the fortunes of the fight against Islamization. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose, but Kim has promised me that she will definitely come on the show as soon as possible. So I will be looking forward to that in the next few days. Perhaps we'll pre-record the show with her so that we can do it at any time that's convenient for her. Well, the good news this week, our old mate Anjem Chowdhury got arrested and thrown into jail. That's not the end of the joy, because while he was in jail, or I think he's still in there, he got beaten up. I don't know if you know who Anjem Chowdhury is, but he's this radical Islamic hate preacher in the UK. He was the guy that radicalised that bloke, Michael Abelajado, whatever his name is, who killed Lee Rigby. He has been extremely active radicalising young Muslims in England, and he's been extremely nasty about the whole thing. Goes around boasting about how England will become an Islamic state in the near future, and that he wants to turn the Buckingham Palace into a mosque, and of course the royal family would be killed out of hand by him and his murderous, rapacious, nasty pieces of crap. But I think it's time for a quick song, and I think how appropriate. 90 days. Let's hope that that cloud very stays to Anjem Chowdhury. I hope you never get out of jail. And if you are in there today and enjoying the wonderful comforts your cellmates give you, bend over further, you rat bag. Talking of rat bags, unfortunately, we are represented by quite a few in Parliament. Our local Sunshine Coast MP Mal Brough is another one of these totally ignorant fools who are supposed to be representing we the people of Australia, not Islam. I'd like to ask Mal, has he ever lived in an Islamic country? Well, I have, Mal. I lived there for many years. I went to high school in Penang, Malaysia, which is an Islamic country. I travelled throughout Indonesia. I've been to the southern part of Thailand where I've seen the atrocities. I've been to the southern part of the Philippines where the atrocities are just as bad, and they're all being carried out by Islamists. Mal, have you been to Sydney? What happened down there? Everywhere there's been a mosque built, Sydneysiders have sold up and fled because of the Islamic invasion. Mal, you need a wake-up call. And a recent article just posted on the 12th of June 2015 by Bruce Atkinson had this headline: Hate messages have no place in Maroochydore mosque debate, says Sunshine Coast MP Mal Brough. He's urging locals opposed to a mosque being built in Maroochydore to learn more about Islam, rather than succumbing to misguided fear and hatred. You idiot. We are very well educated about Islam. Why do you think we hate and don't want it? Because it is dangerous. It's bad for our economy. It's bad for our social life, it's bad for our laws. Islam is trying to impose Sharia law in Australia. And if you don't understand that, Mal, get out of Parliament. You don't deserve to be there. It saddened him to see extreme messages of hate and protests against the coast's Muslims who had lived and worshipped there for decades. Yes, they may have been here for decades. They may have not caused any trouble here. But that's only because there's a few of them. There's no more than a couple of dozen at maximum. But they have already started their bullshit. They've now got a mosque in Maroochydore at 14 Church Street. What are they doing? Well, the council, first of all, approved a mosque for them with worshipping rites once a week on Fridays from 12 to 2. That was extended to 3. Now they are trying to extend that to 24 hours a day operation, 7 days a week. Not only that, but now that they are lobbying to get groups of school children to tour through the mosque so that they can be inculcated into Islam. We say no. And Mr. Brough, if you can't understand what we the people of Australia and we the people of the Sunshine Coast are saying, you need to get out of business because you are not listening to us. Stop serving the needs and dictates of your political party and serve the people. He went on to say, what we all need to respect is each other's rights to have more understanding. Well, we would respect Islam if Islam respected us. Islam does not. He says, what has no place in Australian society is intolerance, is racism, and is extremism. Thank you, Mr. Brough, because that's exactly what we are saying. Islam has no place in Australian society because it is intolerant, it is racist, and it breeds extremism. Didn't you hear about all the Muslims trying to get over to Syria to go and fight alongside our enemies? What do you think they're doing? Where do you think they come from? They are Islamists first and foremost, and they are reading the Quran. They are understanding and listening to the words of their Baal prophet, Muhammad. We don't want Sharia law in Australia, Mr. Brough. Wake up. He said, I'll tell you what I think there is to fear, is that the rights that our forefathers have fought for, one of which is to have freedom of speech, another is freedom of religion. We do not want to go down a path where we say we choose which religions and which beliefs are better than others. That is not an Australia that I want to be a part of. Really, Mr. Brough? So you would prefer to be part of an Islamic Australia that would destroy all our hard-won freedoms? You, sir, are not the type of representative I want. I will not be voting for you at the next election, and I will be urging everyone to find somebody worthwhile voting for. At this stage, we don't have anybody. The LNP group has no decent politicians here willing to stand up for we the people. That's the problem. You, Mr. Brough, are an idiot. Wake up. I'd like to play another song now because I think it's time to relax a little. That'll Be the Day by Buddy Holly. Wow.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. You tell me maybe that someday will I'll be true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
And I'm sure I speak on behalf of all Australian patriots, to Mr. Matteo Salvini in Italy, and in Milan, in fact. Now, Matteo is like us, fighting against the invasion of the Islamic invaders. And I actually sent him our greetings the other day by email. I haven't heard back from him yet, but I hope that he will be in touch. He's obviously a genuine patriot. And right now, they're having a huge problem with the Islamic invaders in Milan. But there's a picture of him on his Facebook page showing him in action at Santa Caterina Valfurva. And he's also going to the Presidio Ormeo to get rid of the illegal immigrants. Sir, I salute you and thank you. Please keep fighting. In 71 AD, Palas, P-A-L-A-S, fought by the Chinese against the invading Muslim hordes. Now, the Chinese have never forgotten the lessons that history has taught them, unlike our Western leaders. They realize that there is only one way to defeat Islam. Islam only respects power and death. and China is willing to give them that respect. We should be too. Yet our Western leaders cannot grasp this simple concept. If we are going to defeat Islam, the day will come when we must confront the truth. Islam cannot be allowed to stay in Australia. It is diametrically opposed to everything we value and love. We value our freedoms. We love our families. These are the reasons patriots fight to protect our nation from this foreign evil ideology. Politicians tell us to be friends with everybody, be understanding. Well, as I mentioned before, there is no understanding with Islam. It's their way or the highway. Actually, their way or get your head chopped off. Ignore the lies that Islam tells. They are past masters at lying and treachery, as the Chinese learned at the Battle of Talas. They had a huge contingent of Turkmen fighting on their side. The Muslims could not beat the Chinese, despite having overwhelming odds against them. So what did they do? They bribed the Turkmen to change sides. Despite that, the Chinese, 10,000 against 100,000 Muslims, defeated the Muslims. Why? Because they were fighting for their country, for the very survival of their country. They did not want that ravening horde of Muslims invading their country. And this is what will happen in Australia too, if we do not get decent politicians willing to stand up for Australia and Australian values. Ignore the accusations of racism and bigotry by the left-wing Islam-appeasing traitors to Australia. They have nothing else to throw at us. Ultimately, their words are merely a goad to us patriots to stand strong and defend our way of life, our freedom. And I can tell you, I'm hearing from people all over Australia who are preparing for the coming battle. We know there's going to be a war between us and Islam. We will defeat Islam because we outnumber them mightily. But they never listen. They continue to try and undermine our society. They've wriggled their way in everywhere, into our political life, into our financial life, into our building industry. They've wriggled themselves into the security industry. No matter where they go, they cause trouble. Two banks, the Bendigo Bank and the Heritage Bank, have shut down the accounts of patriotic groups who are fighting to defeat Islam. So where do you think the Muslims are? They're in our banking system. This has got to stop. It's time to stop now. Because if it doesn't, then the pushback, when it does come, the reaction, is going to be bloody and not one Muslim will survive. It will be like what happened in Spain all those centuries ago. Spain eventually got rid of every single Muslim and the Jews, of course, because they were either siding with the Muslims or they would not convert to Christianity. Now, back in those days, of course, Christianity was just as bad as Islam is today. But the one thing that they did do in Spain was get rid of Islam completely. They destroyed every single Muslim, every single one. There wasn't one left in the country. And this is what we have to do here. I'm sorry, but if you're a good Muslim, you don't belong in Australia. If you're just a Muslim who pays lip service to Islam, then get the hell out. Yes, we know you will get killed if you leave Islam. But if you come running to us Australians and say, I don't want to be a Muslim anymore, help me, protect me, we will protect you. Don't fear. Get out of Islam or get out of Australia. That's our challenge to you. Now, I know you're all sitting there waiting for the with bated breath for Mighty Mo. So let's have a listen to
Mighty Mo.
Negotiations between Mighty Mo and Foster Foskett were in dire straits the last time we listened in. Poor Mighty Mo and his hordes of Muslims had made a heart-wrenching discovery. Mighty Mo could never handle a drink of alcohol. After all, he's never heard of self-control. So he just banned it. Instead, he ordered his Muslim followers to drink chocolate. But now they have found out that it contains porcine DNA. And it's all that dastardly Australian's fault, Foster Foskin. Peace be upon his name. Hey, Mo, what wears a turban and squeals like a stuck pig? No. Don't answer. I'll answer for you. It's a chocolate-eating, turban-wearing, fornicating, little child-loving Muslim. Ah, you thought you were going to take over Australia with your Islamic-laced dates? Dream on, you cursed piglet. Damn you, to the seven levels of hell, you infidel. Look at me. I'm growing a curly tail. My ears are getting longer. My nose is turning into a snout. Ah, no worries, mate. It suits you. You've always been a bit of a pig anyway, with your snout stuck in anything that gives you pleasure. Well, now the boot's on the other foot. It's too late for you, fool. Sending all your Muslim followers to invade our lands by stealth is coming back to bite you on the bum. Or should I call it bacon now?
We will not give up. Even now, my followers are building mosques all over your land. We will take over Australia. You can be sure of that, on the beard of our stone-hearted god Allah.
Ah, dream on, mate. If Angola can ban your crazy ideology and tear down your mosques, and if Sri Lanka can ban your insulting halal certification, what do you reckon us Aussie battlers are going to do? We outnumber you dozens to one. And when I get back home, I'm going to make sure everyone knows about your crazy dream to take over our beautiful land. I've got people driving around Bendigo right now playing this at 5 a.m. just to wake people up to your nasty designs.
Allahu Akbar.
If you want to wake up to Allah's call to prayer for the rest of your life, support the Mosque for Bendigo.
You can't play that. The people will wake up and get angry with you.
I doubt it. Not once they understand what you plan for their poor city. Hey, Mo, you Muslims can't handle what we're going to dish out to you. Why, you can't even get on with each other.
Rubbish. We are all united by me, Mighty Mo, the last prophet. By our beautiful Quran that I haven't written yet, but someone will in a few hundred years after I die and go to paradise.
Ring the bells of heaven, there is joy today, for a soul returning from the wild.
United? I'll tell you how united you all are. You can't even agree on your stupid religion. How do you tell a sunny from a shite?
How do I tell a sunny from a shite?
Yeah, you don't have to. There's no sunnies left. They've had the shite blown out of them.
That's not funny.
No, Mo? Then how about this? What do I call you when you get drunk? Wait for it. Wait for it. Mohammed!
Yes!
I don't drink. How dare you?
Nah, you don't drink. Too hard to keep it under your turban, isn't it? Hey, listen, Mo. I heard yous are afraid to give your kids sex education and driving lessons on the same day, in case yous wear out the camel.
Filthy infidel! I will kill you!
Hey, Mighty Mo. Oink, oink. How's that porcine DNA coursing through your system? Oh dear, Foster is really walking a fine line there, isn't he? But isn't it time we all stop excusing the inexcusable and start pointing out the truth about Mohammedism? The Muslims have told enough lies. Foster is leading the way. But what else can he do to show Mighty Mo how deluded he is? Find out next week and tune in for more adventures of
Mighty Mo.
Yeah, indeed. Mighty Mo's out there fighting everybody, and we are fighting back. We are not going to let Islam take over our country. Now, I had a phone call a couple of days ago from a lady who lives in the central New South Wales. She lives out in the country a little bit, and she's alone, and she's on the internet. And she was very, very scared because all of a sudden, somehow, the left-wing Islam appeasing traitors to Australia had found her Facebook page and started abusing her and threatening her and making phone calls to her and hanging up without saying anything. This is typical criminal and cowardly behavior by the left wing. It's hard to understand why these people even bother to stay here. Why don't you all go and live in Iran or Afghanistan or Iraq? Don't stay here. Your ideology is just as bad as the Islamic ideology. Get the hell out of Australia. We don't want you here. You're not true Australians. You're trying to destroy our society just as much as the Islamists are. Funny thing is, most of you are gays. Do you know what Islam does to gays? Throws you off buildings. Now, poor old Jill, the lady that I was talking about who called me up, appealed to me for some help. And I put out a call to action there for everybody to get in touch with Jill and support her. And I'm very glad to say that they are. Please go back onto her Facebook page. It's Jill Sovereign. She right now has 117 mutual friends with us. So a lot of you are out there, and I hope you're listening and that you will go and have a look at her page this morning, because the left-wing traitors are still trying to attack her. Well, it's time to fight back. Jill, don't worry. We are here, and we will be coming onto your page to help fight back. They will never win. There's too many of us. I'm going to keep the show short this morning because there's a lot of things I have to do today. And unfortunately, because Kim Fuca couldn't make the show, I'm very disappointed to hear that. But I know Kim wants to come on, but, you know, life comes first and she had to go out to work. So, Kim, I look forward to talking to you very soon. I know we've got an awful lot to talk about. And I'm going to invite Monica Evers back onto the show again soon, because I talk to Monica quite often and she's a wonderful lady. And we're cooking up a few things, and she's got some great ideas and some a lot of things to talk about. So I look forward to inviting you. Now, before I go, I just want to talk about this Professor Abdullah, who is giving information to the inquest into the Lindt Cafe siege. He's told the inquest that Australian jihad murderer Mon Manes rarely went to the mosque. Well, who cares? He said Professor Abdullah told the inquest he had consulted extensively with imams from around the country. Extensively, of course, is in inverted commas. And none could recall seeing Manes at a mosque. He said it likely that Manes rarely attended prayers. So what? He read the Quran. He was a Muslim. Abdullah said, one would have to assume so, because even nominal people who attend a mosque on a regular basis would become known to the mosque. Professor Abdullah was also asked if it was probable that Manes converted to Sunni Islam only to associate himself with Islamic State. He said, ISIS has not only committed atrocities against Shiites, but against Sunnis. So what? What you're really saying is that Muslims are always killing Muslims. Islam is Islam. And Islam is just as dangerous for Muslims as it is for us infidels. As to his claim about Manes becoming a Sunni to associate with the IS, that, my friends, is pure bullshit. ISIS didn't even exist when Manes started his reign of terror. More tackier from Muslims trying to defend their ignorant racist ideology. Now, if you don't know who this Professor Abdullah is, he has a chair at the Macquarie University in Islamic Studies. And he was supposed to come to Nambour early this year to take part in a public forum with me. I was one of the invited panelists. But the lady organising the event eventually backed out just the day before it was to happen, citing threats against us. Now, she didn't say who was making the threats. Perhaps she didn't really understand who. But everywhere that Islam goes, there is always trouble. Now, if I had invited a Catholic priest and a Jewish rabbi and a Hindu priest to come along to a public forum, there would have been no trouble. We'd have just sat down and discussed religion. But as soon as there is a Muslim involved, there are death threats. There are problems. So you, Professor Abdullah, can go shove it. Who cares if Manus went to a mosque or not? The fact is, he was an Islamist, and that means he was following the Quran and the commands of Islam's murderous, pedophile, raping, warmongering prophet. Just as Abdullah claims to be a professor of Islam, an oxymoron if ever there was one, so Manus made grandiose claims about his status because he was a deluded Islamist. We don't want you people here. We don't want Islam here. We certainly don't want Muslims who follow the Quran and Muhammad closely, because you are a danger to our society. Get the hell out. Go live in an Islamic country, one that you've already destroyed. And on that note, I will leave you all. Thank you all for listening to the show today. And I'm looking for more guests on the radio show. So if you would like to come on and have your say, I don't mind who you are. Please do come. You're all welcome. It's very easy. You just go on to the link that you're listening to here, and up the top right-hand side, you'll see a button that says Register. And once you are registered, you'll see an invitation to set up your own radio show. Just put in some rubbish about that, and then click Continue, and you will be registered as a user of Blog Talk Radio. Next time that you're on the show, and you can see the phone number for people in America to call in, you'll also see a blue Skype button. Click on the Skype button and call into the show. I'd love to have you here. Thank you all for listening. This is Mike Holt of the Restore Australia Radio Show saying goodbye and next week. This is the Restore Australia Radio Show with your host, Mike Holt, signing off. Until next time, here's a message to Islam. You can try to deny us our freedoms and our rights. You can try to impose your idiotic ideology on us, but you never will, because we believe in freedom, and we will fight you to your death.